Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical day, September 21st, Feast of St. Matthew, Apostle and Evangelist. The Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisee saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Commentary by Father Joan Pujol from La Seu d'Urgell, Spain. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Matthew, the Apostle and Evangelist. He himself relates his conversion. He was sitting in the customs house, and Jesus invited him to follow him. Matthew continues in his gospel, "got up and followed him." With Matthew, the group of the 12 welcomes a different man altogether, both for his upbringing and for his social position and wealth. His father made him study economics so he would be able to fix the price of wheat and wine, of the fish Peter, Andrew, and the Zebedee's sons would bring him, and of the precious pearls the gospel speaks about. His profession as a tax collector was frowned upon. Those practicing this profession were considered the same as publicans and sinners. He was at the service of King Herod, Lord of Galilee, a king hated by the people, and one who is depicted in the New Testament as adulterous, John the Baptist murderer, and who on Good Friday mocks Jesus. What would Matthew think when he was due to render accounts to King Herod? Matthew's conversion must have meant a true release for him, as proved by the banquet he organizes, inviting publicans and sinners. It was his own way of showing his gratitude to the Master for being able to rid himself of a most miserable position and find true happiness. St. Bede the Venerable, while commenting on Matthew's conversion, writes, "This conversion of one tax collector gave many men, those from his own profession and other sinners, an example of repentance and pardon. No sooner was he converted than Matthew drew after him a whole crowd of sinners along the same road to salvation." In his conversion, we can see God's mercy, as shown by Jesus' answer to the Pharisees' criticism. "I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners."